USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is citing progress in reducing supply chain bottlenecks.
Packages are moving. Gifts are being delivered. Shelves are not empty.
Biden holding a meeting of his supply chain task force and saying the economy is continuing a robust recovery. Without proof, he said the economy was in a state of crisis when he took office. Folks will be taking trains, planes, and automobiles this holiday season. AAA saying travel numbers are on par with the pre-pandemic record year of 2019, with more than 109 million Americans estimated to travel over the long Christmas and New Year's week. More than 100 million are expected to drive, and nearly 6.5 million are expected to fly. All's quiet in Washington, with the House and Senate not in session. USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is calling for more federal assistance to slow down the surge in violent crime.
I have formally asked the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, to, with all deliberate haste, detail ATF agents to Chicago for 6 months so that we can increase the number of gun investigations and seizures in Chicago. The federal government remains uniquely qualified to help cities like Chicago address the scourge of gun violence.
The mayor also wants Cook County judges to put a moratorium on electronic monitoring for people charged with serious violent crimes. The Biden administration is extending the pause on federal student loan payments. The extension runs through May and benefits more than 40 million Americans. The payment pause was set to expire on February 1st. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democrats are still trying to move forward with President Biden's nearly $1.8 trillion spending package after Senator Joe Manchin voiced his opposition to it, citing the hefty price tag and inflation concerns. Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell joins Fox News and says he admires Senator Manchin for sticking to his guns and says he's welcome to join the Republican Party if he wants.
I've suggested a good solution to his problem would be to come across the aisle and join us, where he'd be treated with respect. You recall the White House basically called him a liar Sunday, treated with respect, and find himself in agreement with the party he was caucusing with most of the time.
Senator Manchin is still having talks with Democrats to work out the details of the president's spending package and is proposing a $1.8 trillion bill that gets spent over 10 years, but with no child tax credit measures. And finally, a Minnesota park is cutting back on its Christmas decorations this year due to wire-munching squirrels. Officials in charge of the display say vendors refused to hang string lights in the St. Paul Park this year, citing squirrel damage from previous years. The wires are coated in a type of acid that the squirrels apparently love the taste of. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.